USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats try to downplay the great economy under President Donald Trump, saying the middle class has been left behind. But on Fox News, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says just the opposite is true.
It's the blue-collar people that have the fastest job expansion, and it's the blue-collar people that have the best wage growth. So what Mr. Booker and some others are saying is simply not true factually. That's all I want to make point.
On ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues to push for the denuclearization of North Korea, even in the face of their live-fire drills.
We still believe that there's an opportunity to get a negotiated outcome where we get fully verified denuclearization. Chairman Kim has repeated that. He's repeated that quite recently, in fact. And so we hope that this act that he took over the weekend won't get in the way. We want to get back at the table. We want to continue to have these conversations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Democratic presidential candidate Eric Swalwell on CBS's Face the Nation called for impeachment, but not for the president, for Attorney General William Barr.
He missed the deadline last week to give us the full Mueller report. There have to be consequences for that. For that reason, I think you have to move this obstructor out of the way, and I'm recommending that we impeach Attorney General Barr so that we can get the information we need to protect our country.
Last week, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized Barr for the testimony he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, saying he did not tell the truth to Congress about the Mueller report. Also on CBS's Face the Nation, Georgia GOP Representative Doug Collins, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, says he'd like to see Special Counsel Robert Mueller appear before his committee.
We've already asked for the Special Counsel to come, Margaret. We did that over a month ago because we believe, you know, actually he is the fact witness here. He was the one that conducted the hearing, the investigation. Over 2 years, spending well over $30 million, had all the assets in place with a grand jury and everything.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
At least 13 people are dead after a fire broke out Sunday aboard an Aeroflot flight in Russia. Videos on social media show the plane engulfed in flames on the tarmac and people evacuating through emergency slides. A community is mourning a fallen hero after a Mooresville, North Carolina police officer was shot and killed during a routine traffic stop Saturday night. Mayor Miles Atkins says the loss of Officer Jordan Harris Sheldon is hard to comprehend.
This isn't a number for us. This is a real person. And we're heartbroken. And the pain and sorrow that we feel is... can't express it.
32-year-old K-9 officer Jordan Sheldon was shot and killed after pulling over 28-year-old Michael Aldana, who was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There are two frozen food recalls in the news, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
One of the recalls is for 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand because of a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice may have milk as an ingredient which was not listed on the product labels. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods has recalled 12 million pounds of chicken strips. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken strip items were produced between October 1st and March 8th, with use-by dates of October 1st, 2019 through March 7th of 2020. That recall is because of potential metal contamination, as small pieces of metal have been found in some of those products.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.